This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Interestingly enough, not once during the whole time I was talking to Warren Buffett today did I really think, wow, this guy's worth a bajillion dollars. I wonder what that's like. This next story, though, does get the juices flowing. Tomorrow's big Powerball drawing is worth 500 million simoleons, half a billion dollars or more. Second biggest prize ever, by the way. It's nice, right? But Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports whoever draws the winning numbers tomorrow isn't the only winner in this game.
Back in January, the 33 states that run the Powerball game unveiled a little wrinkle. $2 tickets, up from a buck.
We wanted to do something special with Powerball, with larger and faster-growing jackpots.
Chuck Strutt runs Powerball for the Multi-State Lottery Association.
We just thought it was the right time to do that, the right economy to do that, and it's been a tremendous success for us.
Sure. Who wouldn't love to double your prices and see sales soar 35%? Strutt says Powerball's on track to generate a record-setting $5 billion this fiscal year. Half of that money goes for prizes. States take the other half and often spend it on school scholarships, environmental projects, even prescription drug relief. UNLV professor Bill Thompson says there's just one problem. That's the source of the lottery revenue.
We went through the election, and it was all let the rich people pay the bills. But this is one where the poor people pay the bills.
But Thompson concedes when purses get giant-sized, people who can and can't afford it scoop up tickets, even with odds at 175 million to one. I asked musician Mike Fisher why people do that as he played his guitar outside a subway stop in downtown Philadelphia.
Mind a chance to dream, because if you don't have a dream, what's the purpose of getting up? You got to feel like you're working towards something.
Fisher's dream? A yacht, so he can live on the water and fish all the time. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.